أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجعلوا لله شركاء الجن وخلقهم وخرقوا له بنين وبنات بغير علم سبحانه وتعالى عما يصفون. بديع السماوات والأرض أنى يكون له ولد ولم تكن له صاحبة وخلق كل شيء وهو بكل شيء عليم. ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوا وهو على كل شيء وكيل. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss inshallah ayat number 101, 102 and 103 of Surah Al-An'am. In the previous few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about different aspects of Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat in so far as what was found beneath the ground, what was found in the earth, in the universe, and also above the ground. And then after all of that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنِ. And then man, that is insan, the disbelievers, they had ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many partners. Al-jinnah, one of them is the jinn. Here the jinn will refer to the shayateen. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani adama alla ta'budu shaytan. Many of the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that here the jinn that Allah ta'ala speaks about, like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam said to his father, ya abati la ta'budu shaytan. Do not worship shaitan, although they worshipped idols. So it is shaitan that created this thought in your mind, the belief in your mind, and you worshipped idols. So by worshipping anyone, anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means that you are worshipping shaitan. Allah ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, that Allah ta'ala not take a covenant with you, O insan. Allah didn't make a promise with you that you should not worship shaitan. So anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be regarded as shaitan when a person worships, whether it is then a person, a human being, or whether then it is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that the people used to say around that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created the skies, the heavens, the earth, insan, and then the livestock, animals that are permissible to eat that are normally eaten. But then those beasts like carnivores, those harmful insects, scorpions, etc., all of that was created by shaitan. Something like how the Majusi, the fire worshippers, had believed that there is a creator of good and there is a creator of evil. And hence that is what Allah Ta'ala refers to here. وَخَلَقَهُمْ. The truth is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had created everything. Whatever is being worshipped besides Allah is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why don't you turn towards the creator of everything? وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And then they fabricated for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sons and daughters without any knowledge. Sons, we know that the Yahud used to say Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salam is the son of Allah. Then the Nasara say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah. The Quraysh of Makkah, the Kuffar of Makkah, they would say that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. Subhanah, glory be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most perfect. Allah is not in need of sons. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of daughters. Allah is not in need of any partners whatsoever. وَتَعَالَىٰ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala is most high from what they ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The truth, the reality with regards to Allah Ta'ala is Allah is the badi'. Badi' means Allah Ta'ala created the skies and the earth, and whatever Allah created, Allah Ta'ala created, number one, without any material, number two, without any instruments. A builder needs some kind of tools. Whoever, an engineer, everybody will need some kind of tools. They'll need some kind of plan in mind. Allah Ta'ala created all of this without any ingredients, any tools. Allah Ta'ala created this earth through His Qudrat and His power and His might, and that Allah Ta'ala finished in a period of 6 days, anna yakunu lahu walad, then how is it that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would have a son? A son is a token, or a child is a token of emotional instability. Children bring stability to parents, they are helpful to parents, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala goes one step further, and Allah Ta'ala says, walam takul lahu sahiba. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not have a spouse, how can there be a child for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? One thing that had never come to on the tongues of even the Nasara, although they would say that Isa alayhi salam is the son of Allah Ta'ala, they would never had said, and they didn't say, that Sayyida Maryam, wa na'udhu billah, is the spouse of Allah Ta'ala. That they didn't. They attributed her spouse to John the carpenter, but Joseph the carpenter, but they didn't attribute that to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa khalaqa kulla shay, Allah Ta'ala has created all things. Wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has power over all things. When Allah has power over all things, then Allah Ta'ala is not in need in any way whatsoever for any spouse or for any child. Dhalikumullahu rabbukum, that is your Rabb, that is your Allah, your Rabb. In other words, He is Badi'a, He is the creator without any instruments, without any tools, without any ingredients. All of that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. La ilaha illahu, there is no object of worship but Allah. When Allah Ta'ala has so much of power, when Allah Ta'ala has so much of might, Allah Ta'ala is your Rabb, then worship only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Khaliqu kulli shay, Allah Ta'ala is the creator of all things. Everything has been created by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Fa'budu, then worship only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the wakil, is the guardian over all things, over all persons, over all living and dead. All of it, the guardianship belongs only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refutes and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala denies whatever and whoever has attributed whatever partnership to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.